Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla versus Megalon.
1973, even though there's a thing in the movie where it says it's 1971.
Oh. Wait.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So it says that the year is 1971?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, good. They did the year work for me. And then I looked it up. It was in 1973.
So it's a period piece?
I don't know, unless there was some kind of delay, like, oh, we were going to release it, and then they held on to it. Who knows?
Yeah, to fine-tune it, perfect it.
Yeah, get it just right.
Yeah.
It's no secret that you have a huge love of Jet Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically all you get unless you're looking for like the one where he's all red or all white and something. I know that exists out there. And you're kind of like already apologizing for this movie before we saw it. You're like,
yeah,
it's going to suck. And I didn't think it was as bad as, it's stupid.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it is, but I didn't find it as bad as, I thought it was going to be the way you were talking it down.
I think a lot of it, there's only two things when I think about this movie that I remember. Well, a couple things. There's Jet Jaguar, obviously. That little fish boat the kid rides.
Amazing.
I remember the like Atlantean sort of people.
Yes.
And then like a 45-minute fight scenes with the same sounds over and over again.
Okay. Yeah.
But I never remember that kind of middle chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think of it as like really bad, but I gotta say, like, the version I have like on my hard drive is awful. It's like taken from like a print that was run over by a truck. It's got like scratches and hairs and tears in the film and stuff. It's really bad. But Criterion released a version for streaming, and ooh, it looked really good.
Yeah.
It was nice. Toho
I watched
scope.
Mine on Encore. It was good.
Yeah. So that might have helped me out because I think I liked it more than I remember.
Uh-huh.
And what I guess I sort of didn't realize that this is mostly a Jet Jaguar movie. Like it feels like a backdoor pilot.
It's a shame it didn't go anywhere. It definitely felt like, oh, this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
I don't know why he wasn't brought back. I feel like the character is popular enough. I don't know if that's just because I'm obsessed with it.
Now, do you know anything about the history of the character or anything like that?
No, I did not look it up.
It is a fan service thing. Jet Jaguar was a result of a contest Toho had in the mid to late 1972 for fans to come up with a new hero for them to use to capitalize on the many tokusatsu anime superhero and super robot shows that were very popular at the time.
Okay.
And the winner of the contest submitted a drawing of a robot called Red Alone. I haven't actually read this part. It resembled both Ultraman and Mazinger Z.
Okay, that checks out.
And the robot's design was altered, and it was renamed Jet Jaguar. It says they figured Jet Jaguar would not be able to carry the film on his own. The screen appearance or marketing value during pre-production of the project was shut down for several weeks until the screenwriter called to rewrite the script and add Godzilla and Gigan, and that resulted in the movie. Okay.
Okay, so it was supposed to be a Jet Jaguar movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Huh. What was it? Was it Gulala from... It came from Planet X or whatever? What was that movie? Where the kids... They took, like, submission from kids to create a monster.
Oh, right.
Like, there's no way that would happen now.
Just like a contest. Like a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do, like, a top five kaiju list for actual like characters, because man, I love Jet Jaguar. I don't know. The suit's not the greatest, but there's something
I love
about
him
it
in pictures.
You don't like him moving around?
It's so funny. It's so funny. Like these metal robots that are so
foam rubbery,
puffy and foamy when they move, like his feet shoes.
Yeah,
it looks so funny.
It just looks like a guy in a suit. But I don't know. I don't know. I see like pictures of there's like still Ultraman stuff going on, and how they've like streamlined the suits and they look like more robotic and stuff.
Yeah,
like I want that, but for Jet Jaguar. I don't know why he hasn't come back. But I think that red, the white one with like the, that has like the red cross on it and stuff, I think that was from a TV show.
Yeah, I think he was from, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was. You
the Godzilla know, Island, I think.
Yeah, there's even a Godzilla shows up in some TV show. It's like, just use the costume.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are also other abilities that never happened. Apparently, he's like... During development, Jet Jaguar was planned to spray liquid nitrogen from his mouth, but that was not made into the movie.
That would make sense why his mouth looks like that, because it looks like a vent?
Yeah.
Okay, because that smile is creepy.
Yeah.
Like, there's something kind of Jack Nicholson about him, like if Jack Nicholson was a robot.
Yeah, I like the shape of the head, the way it comes out to a point and stuff. The antenna thing. I'm not quite sure what the antenna's job is.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he pulls them out, and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, does it have to do with the radio signal that controls him? Maybe when he gets out of range.
Okay. At first, I thought it was his flying antenna, but
yeah,
he doesn't. But use then the he time. Flew again without him. I was like, okay, yeah. So it's not that.
Yeah, and when he flies, they use like the stiff sort of dummy.
Yeah, the fact that all Toho monsters have the flying position,
uh-huh.
And the the regular and fighting position.
Yeah.
It's like flying is its own thing. Everybody's got their own. So this movie starts out exciting. And like we get, well, first of all, we go, okay, it's cute Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
And they immediately, Rodan and Anguirus are right at the beginning.
It's stock footage.
It's all about, Monster Island business. The explosions going off in Monster Island. What were the explosions again?
I don't remember. Why?
Why were their bombs going off?
I don't know.
They were testing a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, it said it's early 1971. That's right. It did say early 1971.
Yeah, so they're testing the nuclear bomb, and they're showing Godzilla, who's just kind of reacting to explosions going on around him.
Uh-huh.
And then you see the kid in the boat, and the people.
I want to talk about this boat.
Okay.
it's great. It's awesome. It doesn't look like it moves very well.
It seems to be very slow.
Yeah, but it's cool because it looks like it operates like a tank. So, like, if you push the right stick forward, the little right fish will spin faster. Because I was watching the kid pull up on one of the sticks and one of the left stick, and then the left one stopped.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just think that the kid couldn't control it right.
Yeah, it's like the old Battlezone game. Yeah. Yeah, and it's in the fact that it's like a big fish and two little fish,
uh-huh.
They're making the moves.
But then they like had to make a tiny one, right? For like the far away, like the model shots. There's like a little tiny.
Yeah. I think someone had posted, like, I think they even made a model of that as one of those things that, like, for collectibles.
I just want like a wind up toy,
like a bathtub toy.
Yeah.
With a little guy on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
I don't understand these three people.
What is the relationship?
Are they brothers? Are they friends? Is it like my two dads?
We're going to say friends.
Friends. They're all just a bunch of friends.
Well, it's like, you know, one guy is an inventor guy and is,
uh-huh.
Is that his son?
I don't know. Or a brother. They don't say.
A little kid?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just a kid. It makes it. They never, ever once allude to it. So I'm assuming the inventor guy. I feel like the inventor guy created that fish boat.
Oh yeah, for some reason. Good call.
He created
the rocket rope?
Yeah, that thing was really effective. He
yeah, one shot he gets it right. Yeah. But I mean, I was like, you're shooting a rocket at your kid.
Or your brother.
Or your adopted. Yeah, Yeah. Wait, no, because okay. Okay. Now, do you remember the characters' names?
No.
Okay. Because they both have the same last name. I see why you could think they could be brother. There's Inventor Goto Ibuki, and there's Rokuro Roku-chan Ibuki, and then there's Hiroshi Jinkawa. Man, we're terrible. What? Who's who?
We were watching it, and the guy who's not the inventor, the guy who I felt like was more like a sort
he's
of
like a race car driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a race or a car. He's a car enthusiast.
Yeah. Stevie and I spent the whole time watching this trying to figure out who he looked like, and we couldn't figure it out. But he gets into a fight, like, immediately, fist fights.
Well, right. Well, you mean back at the house already?
Yeah.
Well, there's the earthquake from the explosions, which I loved because it was basically kind of like old school, we're going to shake the camera. Mm-hmm. And you guys kind of act like you're trying to crawl.
Oh, yeah. And then the rocks. Being thrown into frame.
And right. And, like, the foam rocks being rolled down.
But what's funny is they were, like, on a beach that didn't have a very big slope. And so those giant boulders, which I don't know where they came from, were going essentially horizontal.
Right.
And,
Yeah, and then the whole lake cracks open and all the water drains out of it.
Yeah. So
he leaves, he drops them off. They make a comment about the guy's robot. He drops them off, and there's people who broke into his house. And the other guy, he came back. We don't know why he came back. He just happened to come back.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, so he could have a fight.
Yeah. These 70s Godzilla movies have a ton of fist fights.
Mm-hmm.
And is there like three of them in this movie? There's at least two. I know that. It seems like they're always fighting in this house.
And you're waiting for them to use that big cube thing.
Oh, yeah. So, Seatopia. It's not Atlantis. It's Seatopia.
Right. There was like the mention of the two other places that were also like not Atlantis, but other.
Yeah.
It was like Mu and something else when they were driving.
And it has to do with Easter Island.
So they call Seatopia, and then they cut to Seatopia.
Yeah.
Where the command center is. And I was not expecting those guys to look like that.
Like wearing togas, and it's just like a white guy.
And they had those Megalon headbands.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are awesome. The dancing condom ladies are the only women in this movie.
Yes. I wrote down that there was no female speaking parts. But that's because I was like, I think there's women in Seatopia.
It's like there's the dance number, and then there's the nudie pics in the back of the truck.
Yes.
That's all the women in this movie.
Let me see. I decided to look up IMDb, trying to see who this guy is. Did you look up this guy?
Who played the Seatopian?
Yeah.
No.
His name is Ted Thomas. He's Emperor Antonio of Seatopia. He's also the narrator. And, this is the voice. This guy did the voice of the Emperor, the narrator, and the radio announcer, Robert Dunham. It says he's in Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, but it's rumored. That movie came out in 1974.
In that shot of Seatopia, I was like, this feels like Flash Gordon.
Yeah, it's very colorful, strange. It looks like the walls are made of foil.
Yeah.
And they have those like weird colored lights. The costumes are bad news. It's such a weird thing, and I don't think it really pays off. Like, this is where Megalon comes from, but the Seatopians kind of disappear.
Right.
Like, halfway through the movie. And I feel like, I guess, the two agents are supposed to be agents of Seatopia.
Right.
But there's nothing really special about them. They're just kind of two guys.
Yeah, and they never, like, get out of there.
Yeah. Or
Earth clothes, or they never seem to like, let's put on our traditional Seatopian gear.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell because the emperor guy, he has the toga thing on, but the other guy is in like kind of like a cream Nehru jacket or something. Like he's got like a suit on. He's like he's more formal, like almost military.
That's strange.
It's weird.
Yeah. And it doesn't fit with any of the rest of the movie. And I don't.
They release Megalon.
Yeah, which I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which came first, the concept of Seatopia or Megalon, because it's weird that a beetle monster comes from the sea.
Good point.
Like, why isn't it a fish monster? So either, I don't know. It feels like it was.
I think. Yeah.
A bunch of stuff mixed together.
Maybe it was, and like, it's like, we'll explain later.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff that's like that in this movie, for sure.
Like, it feels like also, like, it's set up like a kid's movie, I feel like. Because it's kind of bright and colorful and weird and not very serious.
It definitely feels like it is kind of fan service to kids, for sure.
Yeah. But then there's...
Except it's not kid appropriate.
No. No, like the pictures of the naked ladies in the truck and the blood.
Well, the blood was finally the blood in the fight at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the blood doesn't seem to. I mean, Gamera's for kids and it gets pretty bloody.
Yeah, it does. But Godzilla uses red blood. Gamera uses like pink and purple blood.
Yeah.
It's still kind of gross, I guess.
Yeah. There's a part where like they find after they're going through the ransacked lab and discover it's like the red stone and the red sand.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's the same color as the other thing. And I was like, oh, you just mean red? Is it just that it's red?
Yeah.
I liked when should we just talk about Megalon?
Yeah, let's talk about Megalon.
I think that costume is rad.
Oh, yeah?
I like Megalon and his look. I mean, the princess wand coming out of his forehead.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about the star shape at the end of it. I guess it's also kind of like one of those, like, it's like, he's like, he's part rhinoceros beetle and part...
Princess.
Something else, like a cockroach. Like, he's a bug. I like bug guys. This is a bug that walks upright. I liked his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
The way his mouth opened up. And he shoots those balls, which explode.
Yeah.
I took a while to figure out if he was just shooting those balls or that was what was exploding. Then when I looked up his abilities, he's got that. He's got the thing that shoots from his antenna. It's a pretty cool design. I like the color on the wings and the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a cool-looking guy. He had drill hands.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. He was very all the business of him like going down into the ground, disappearing, and then trying to pop up again when Jaguar's trying to find him.
Yeah. The one thing I am not a fan of is his like his legs kind of look like Kermit the Frog's neck. You know what I mean? The little kind of just flappy sort of.
Yeah.
I'm taking a look at him now. And I do like that his wings open.
Yes.
Like you don't see a lot of that. Usually you just have the wings. They're just there. Like King Ghidorah or Mothra where they just have wings strapped to their back. But I like that his wings tuck away.
And he was pretty spry.
you mean he hopped a lot?
Yeah. I mean, by comparison.
Uh-huh.
As far as, like, these type of guys.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. He's like a turtle and a beetle. And he's got hair around his neck.
There's the part when Megalon gets released and they're, like, announcing it to the public.
Uh-huh.
And they're just being like, a new monster has emerged from the lake. And they're just because it's kind of like
old
I liked
news.
It in a sense where it's like going, oh, great. What monster is this one? Oh, OK. It's like when you live in a world where monsters are around, it's like, oh, OK, a new monster. Ooh. Great. Great. All right. Into the shelters.
Yeah. Spend a lot
part
of time
of life now.
You spend a lot of time like just out in the field. Not too much destruction.
No, yeah, they
it's kind of like
they stayed away from a lot of buildings.
Yeah, the monsters are like, we're gonna fight, but maybe we should give these guys a break.
Right, or like showing up on the other side of a mountain.
Yeah, this car chase You want to talk about the car chase?
Yeah, well, first of all, before we get there, I just reminded me, when you mentioned the car chase, I reminded me of the first time you see them driving in that little roadster thing.
Uh-huh.
That thing that's like part dune buggy, part old-timey uh-huh. car.
Yeah.
And the music kicks in. I was oh. like, oh, look at this driving music. The music is pretty fun in this movie.
Yeah.
All right, car chase.
It's long and it's, I don't know, weird. I like that it goes, okay, it goes down the stairs. And
down the steepest of hills that you could find.
Twice.
Like steep dirt hills.
Yeah. And it goes into this, like, what, like a quarry or something?
Yes.
And then it sort of ends with the motorcycle just kind of falling over.
Yeah.
And then the dude gets cement dumped on it. It's like the slowest, or it's
oh,
like...
Oh, that was cement. Okay.
Oh, what do I mean, you think it was?
I don't know. It was white.
This is like bird poop? The bird poop factory?
I was thinking, the other thing is like when the guy escapes after being held hostage and the guy's got to call back to the Cetopians and he's like going, hey, the prisoner escaped and by the way, he's also aware of our plans. He knows the whole story and what our mission is. And I feel like on the other side, they should be like, huh, how does he know that? I don't know. He just kind of guessed well. it's classic James Bond villain yeah. problems. It's like, here's what I'm going to do. Oh, no, he's out. He knows now.
Yeah.
I love the parade of toy tanks and maser cannons. I love that stuff.
These maser cannons are in so many of these movies. Like, are they? I never even thought to look up to see if they're based on a real thing.
The ones that look like big lights?
Yeah, because I mean, I've never seen a real one. I only seen model versions of it.
Right.
But they're around so much. I feel like they should be based on something real, but I don't know. It's just like a design that got stuck. Because they still show up in like later Godzilla movies and stuff.
I think they even called them. They were calling them actual laser cannons in some of these too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I just looked up Maser Cannon Truck and it's just a bunch of toys and models.
They're cool.
Yeah. Oh man, they should make a real one. It doesn't have to shoot anybody, but.
You mean just for show?
Yeah.
Just to do parades with?
Yeah. You think Toho would make a full size one? By now.
Yeah, and just parking in front of the building.
They've been using them for like 50 years.
And in this movie is great because they mixed the models with the real thing really mm-hmm. well. And they yeah. cut between toys and then like a real tank.
Uh-huh.
There's also a great shot of like the moving like tanks and stuff. And there's like even like a model helicopter in the foreground. It's like kind of like mm-hmm. up above,
yeah,
like a bird's eye view from the helicopter.
Yeah,
that shot looked amazing.
Yeah, there's a cool shot later on of the dam when Megalon is at the dam, and it looks like they just shot the model outside because it's got real natural lighting instead of that sort of like blue sky backdrop yeah. that you get a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder why they don't do more of that.
That's what was great. When he busts through the dam, it looked like the actor fell because the rush of water was too strong.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like, we only get one shot at this dam, so we're using whatever footage we get.
Uh-huh.
I love that these costumes get wet and get all messed up. You know, they're not precious with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great.
So when these dudes in that truck with the naked ladies.
Yeah.
So these dudes from Cetopia talk just these random truck drivers to take this cargo and dump it.
Right. And dump it into the whatever, the river, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the dam dumps out onto, basically where the bridge is.
Yeah. So the two guys are like agree to this and they're going to do it. And then they fight the Cetopian guy. And
they knock him out of the car.
Yeah. And then
he was like holding him hostage because like they were going to turn back or whatever. And he kept or whatever. He stopped him. He said, no, you're going to do this. And he does it. They kick him out of the truck. Uh-huh.
And then these two guys.
Why don't we dump it anyways?
Yeah. What?
Listen, a deal's a deal. If you don't have your word, what do you have?
Yeah. I don't know why they needed to fight. I don't know why they needed to be two guys. I don't know. The Cetopians could have just had the truck.
I don't know. Well, those guys are the wacky fun guys for this movie, I guess.
Yeah, but then they're going to drown our heroes, so screw them.
And they dump it.
Oh, man.
And Megalon smacks it with one of his drill hands.
Uh-huh.
And it goes flying, like, over the mountain.
Yeah, they're dead. There's no way they're still alive.
How could they possibly survive that?
It gets hit hard and fast. And over a mountain.
Breaks open.
They're okay. Not a scrape on them.
Just in time.
Oh, my God.
To be found by Hiroshi.
This is where we first see Megalon hop.
Right. That's yeah. I have that, too.
He looks like it looks like he's doing a moonwalk or something. Like on the moon. Like that weird slow-mo hop.
This movie turns into like a double team battle royale kind of fight. I mean, so much of this big end fight is fist fighting. It's like, well, once the real fight starts happening, kind of like, it's like Megalon forgets his powers. So they call Gigan to come help.
Yeah.
Gigan didn't really use any of his powers.
No.
He never turned on his stomach saw. And he didn't shoot the laser that shoots out of his red eye.
Uh-huh.
So they tell Jet Jaguar to go to Monster Island and find Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does. First of all, he totally knows where Monster Island. He's really good at his... he's a really smart robot.
Mm-hmm.
And not only can he find Godzilla, he also can communicate with him, and Godzilla totally gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He shows up. Godzilla's just sitting there on Monster Island with, like, his hands folded.
Yeah.
And, so he's like, hey. He just kind of has a little communication moment with Godzilla, and Godzilla's like, I got it. And he just starts hitting over there.
I love it.
But it takes him longer. He can't fly, so he's got it.
But he jumps into the ocean, which is taken from Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good jump.
It's that jump where, like, if you kind of look, you could see the actor's face.
Yeah.
As the neck flops back.
Oh, what it is.
Model destruction looks like stock footage.
Tons of model destruction, but just kind of generic model destruction.
Yeah, these 70s Godzilla movies, we're going to have to spread out. So we don't just start recognizing, you know, footage, which we can get into a little bit on our next episode.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a bummer.
These are also the bad guy's real cocky in this one.
Uh-huh.
So I love. OK, so I know Jet Jaguar is supposed to get big at some point.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm sure they figured out a way he gets big. It'll be fine. I know he's going to get big because I've seen the stills from the thing of him being big. And he lands. And I love Megalon laughs at Jet Jaguar because he's so little. And then Jet Jaguar grows.
He learns to grow, right? He taught himself to grow?
Well, he just, you know, quote, programmed himself in some way to increase his size.
Perfect.
And they're like, I guess we'll just leave it at that.
I mean, they had to have some explanation, and they just wanted to get it over with as soon as they could.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me.
Megalon gets both his drill bit hands stuck into a rock, and he's got to spin and break the rock apart.
Yeah.
Megalon does a thing where he circles Jet Jaguar.
Yeah.
Over and over again, and he gets dizzy.
Yep.
Because he's a robot. And that happens to robots.
He doesn't even move robot-like. I feel like he moves robot-like when he's tiny and hanging out, but when he's a big, he's just a guy. I still love Jet Jaguar. I'll never stop loving him.
So finally, Gigan shows up to add support.
Oh my gosh.
And... There's a whole communication between Gigan and Megalon where they're like kind of like they're like giving each other signals like they're baseball players,
uh-huh.
trying to tell him like, no, you steal second. Just back and forth for a while.
You think they're talking about how neither of them have hands?
There's a lot of celebrating. Yeah, it's like, what are we going to do? How do we grab them? There's a lot of celebrating, a lot of laughing between them. They like, there's a part where they seem like they high five. And they're beating up on Jaguar, and like one will hit him, and then they'll knock him into the other one.
Uh-huh. They do like a volleyball thing.
And then Godzilla shows up, and Godzilla shows up like a prize fighter. He's like he's like kind of like doing air punches, uh-huh, and kind of like doing this thing, almost like he's slapping his arms. And there's jaw harp music that comes on.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I put nose harp, whatever that thing is. Probably not the most impressive music to make your entrance with.
Yeah, I know.
Brain, beam, brain, brain, brain.
Yeah, and there's a lot of squaring up with the guy again.
Megalon shoots one of his grenades and Jet Jaguar throws it back.
Yes, Godzilla pulls a tree out of the ground,
uh-huh,
and says, "I learned this from King Kong."
He doesn't shove it in his mouth, though.
And I was sitting there going, man, what's going on? Gigan's, I had written a note. First, it's like almost like just like moments after I wrote a note. It was like, Gigan, no Ray, no Saw. And then suddenly he flies over Godzilla's shoulder and cuts him in the shoulder really hard.
And there's just
blood. I was
blood.
Like, oh, there is blood. It's like a little wave of blood that shoots out.
Yeah. I wonder if that's reused footage. Wasn't there like a lot of blood?
I think that's what happened to him. I think that's how he got injured in the original.
Yeah.
Against Gigan. I think you're right.
Yeah. There's one point where Godzilla's head catches on fire, and I don't think it was on purpose.
I didn't catch that.
Because it didn't stay on fire.
Oh, man.
There was like an explosion. I'll have to put that in the picture.
They do this thing, and they end up driving Jet Jaguar like into the ground or something. And then there's this long, dramatic moment of Godzilla trying to pull Jet Jaguar out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it takes a while. But then finally, that's like kind of like suddenly this victorious moment that suddenly they get the upper hand. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a thing of Jet Jaguar restraining the other guys. So Godzilla can beat up on them. He even does a thing where, like, he's behind Gigan, and he breaks his arm on his knee, it looks like. Because his arm is just already floppy, but he does a thing where he bends it backwards against his knee.
Uh-huh.
And then he lifts him up and tosses him from over his head. And then he's holding Megalon, and Godzilla does the flying kick.
The tail kick?
I guess we'll call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he slides on his tail to kick him. Does it twice.
Yeah, they double down on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can't believe that just happened.
That's so good. Let's do that again.
That's one of those things where that shot is in a bunch of the openings of Mystery Science Theater.
Right.
With the tail slide. This is the only movie where you see that used, but yeah, they double down.
Yeah, the wire work with the Godzilla isn't as convincing as the wire work with the other guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's a thing. Like, you want to come up with new abilities for Godzilla, like when you're making a movie about Godzilla. Oh. You want to do something
What are you
cool.
going to do that's new? How are you going to change the game?
But it's like, physics-wise, it doesn't look like he could do it. I don't think Godzilla could get enough speed to do that.
Interesting to see in modern Godzillas to, like, do like that or like the Irish dance, like to have a thing that kind of references those in a more realistic way.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind checking things then do something like that, kind of like a nod to fans, yet it's kind of like the tail slide.
Did we watch the one where Godzilla uses his fire breath to propel him and fly?
Yes.
Like that felt like that. But for some reason, the fire breath
holds
seems
his tail.
More.
Yeah.
That was a 70s one, too. I think that was the same.
Was
kind
that
of
Gigan?
Period. It might have been.
It might have been versus Gigan.
Yeah. But I don't know about the tail slide. I don't think it's executed well.
Well, he's not even looking.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
He's looking straight up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe if the actor could have, like, held the head like he was doing sit-ups. So it looks like he knows where he's going. Yeah. Or if they could even just do, like, a sideways, like, you know, flying sidekick, you know, karate stance.
Mm-hmm. Not laying on his back. Yeah, I know.
So Gigan runs away.
Uh-huh.
Megalon also, I don't know, he didn't die, right?
No. But didn't...
Yeah, they just...
Didn't Godzilla shove one of his grenades back into his mouth at one point? I don't think it blows up his head, but I don't think it killed him.
Right. And did Godzilla do that?
Maybe it was Jet Jaguar.
Okay. But you're right.
But they win. Jet Jaguar and Godzilla win.
Yeah, they win.
So Jet Jaguar is one for one.
And immediately Jet Jaguar shrinks down. And it's like he completely forgot his powers. It's just nothing. He can be controlled again. It's just like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Nope, just my...
His little makeup compact thing or whatever that thing was.
Works.
Yeah, sure. He reprogrammed himself to be remotely controlled again.
Yeah, and then there's the message at the end, the whole, like, same kind of things. Like, it's like... We're gonna tell them not to do that shit, and cause more monsters.
Yeah, this is the most basic message. It's not just like, yeah, it's not just, you know, anti-nuclear. It's just don't create more monsters. I think we can take care of that. Shouldn't be a problem. But Jet Jaguar, the song at the end with the little kid on the shoulders and the two dads. Brothers, friends.
I wonder what the consensus is as to what those people.
I don't even bother to look it up. I feel like one of them is a kid brother, and the other two are not related or related.
They're not related. No. Oh yeah. Okay. According to I'm going at the Gojipedia, he's the little brother.
Okay, but it doesn't say what the two guys' relationship is.
Just friends.
Just friends. The inventor and the race car driver. Classic duo.
I just brought up a picture of that guy, and I was like, I have no idea who you think he looks like.
I don't know.
Richard Ramirez.
Shit, yeah.
That song's pretty great.
Yeah. That whole, like, section makes me happy.
And then looking up, and it's like, you know, Jet Jaguar, punch, punch, punch. Great. I had a trivia facts thing I had written down. Oh, okay. Do you remember at one point, and this is we found these pictures of Godzilla versus King Kong posters, but they were actually this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it turns out the German movie version of this movie is called Jet Jaguar was called King Kong, and it says according to rumors they even claim that he's supposed to be the giant ape wearing a robot suit, but that is false. The dub merely calls him King Kong. Makes no reference, is made to him being anything other than a human-built robot.
Huh.
And that it was just because they wanted to basically capitalize on King Kong. And then it adds, curiously, the evil robot Mechagodzilla from the following movie, who has no connection to the benevolent Jet Jaguar, is also called King Kong in Germany.
Huh. So, okay. That's weird.
That is weird.
Huh.
Germans just trying to capitalize on King Kong.
They don't know that he's... People wouldn't figure out that he's...
Not King Kong.
Yeah.
Listen, you just got to get people to buy the ticket and get there.
I guess so. Okay. King Kong's not on the poster, right?
No.
It's just Jet Jaguar. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No.
So if you looked at the poster, you probably already know that...
Oh, for the record... The other cities, according to this movie, that disappeared are Mu and Lemuria.
Ooh.
No one mentions Zootopia until Zootopia shows up in this movie. Oh, contact Star Hunter Universe M. Say we need Gigan's help immediately. When I first heard they mentioned Gigan, I had no idea Gigan was in this. I mean, I had forgotten.
Yeah.
Because
there's
now,
that.
I know there's a picture.
Yeah, that picture where they're all just
kind of
standing.
You see everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had forgotten, and I had first heard Gygax.
Oh.
And I was like, Gygax? The Dungeons & Dragons guy?
Yeah. So one of my favorite images from this movie is Jet Jaguar shaking hands with Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I remember on MySpace,
you could have, like, get big to do it.
Like a picture you can like post on your main page, and that was the picture on my main page on MySpace.
Oh yeah,
it was the two? Yeah, them shaking hands. It just shows like they're best friends. You never really see Angulus shake hands with Godzilla, even though I consider them best friends.
But that's did you look up the translation to the Jet Jaguar song?
I haven't. No, I just like to sing along with.
You're a robot made by humans, but Jet Jaguar, Jet Jaguar, you did it, Jet Jaguar. Go to protect peace. We are all surprised at the courage you show. Godzilla and Jaguar, punch, punch, punch. Don't cry. Let's do our best.
Okay. I won't cry. That's funny.
Are they telling Jet Jaguar not to cry?
I don't. Just, that's.
We'll do our best.
Can Jet Jaguar cry? Did he program himself to cry?
Hey, you know, Jet Jaguar behaves like no robot that we know. Mm-mm. He can't program himself not to get dizzy. It's fun. This movie's fun, though.
Yeah. It's a for me. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot more this time than I remember.
Yeah, you can't. I wouldn't hold this up as like this is what's great about Godzilla movies, but
oh no,
it's fun.
Yeah,
this is definitely not a movie to get any women on board on Godzilla.
No, that's strange, right?
Yeah.
That can't just be like happenstance. It just doesn't happen. That's weird. And I didn't really notice it until the end when those three guys were walking away. I'm like, you know, I don't think there was.
Where's their mother?
Yeah. Or wife. Or I don't know who these guys are. Yeah. It's the movie. It's not the greatest, but I liked it a lot more than I remember. Jet Jaguar is still. Easily in my top five, he's got to be.
Character designs, yes.
Yeah. The color scheme, the sort of like noodly knee joints and stuff, and elbow joints, are kind of goofy, but I don't really care. I just don't understand why this is the only one, unless he just wasn't popular enough in Japan. But I feel like over here he may have been more popular. Who knows?
I don't know. It was like Godzilla's tail slide against Megalon. So good he does it twice. And it was later included as an unloggable move in Godzilla the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fine. Doesn't break my top five.
No, it doesn't.
But maybe our next episode may break our top five. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. The anticipation is huge.
Yeah, we're watching War of the Gargantuas.
Finally.
Which I hadn't seen before, and I'm excited to talk about. Yeah, so look forward to that. That'll be in a couple weeks. So until then, you can go to kaijupod.com, and we have our links to our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Probably a month ago. But so we have the big movie list. And it has, like, links where you can watch the upcoming movies and, you know, all of that stuff. I put a picture of the poster for whatever the next movie is. So when you go to the page, click on the War of the Gargantuas poster, and it should take you to a link to the movie. So you can watch. It just makes it easier. So if you want to follow along and watch the movies with us, then...
Cool.
But, yeah, man, that's it. Until next time, I'm going to go ride that fish boat.
Fish paddler.
Fish paddler.
I was like, what do I call it? Fish boatsicle. Guess we both do.
Yeah.
Guess we both have to. It's such a great machine.
Yeah.
I mean, impractical, but.
Yeah.
It would still be fun. Like, looks like fun. Oh, yeah. You want to try it? Yeah. Those two guys.
Oh, shit.